This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Tuesday's testimony in the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain included the call taker and the 911 dispatcher. They talked about how dispatchers prioritize and categorize calls, including the call about McClain being categorized a suspicious person versus a welfare check. They discussed how the call log was later changed by police to assault on a police officer. A King Superstore in southeast Colorado Springs that was closed in June for asbestos now has plans for reopening in November. CPR's Dan Boyce says that part of the city lacks many other nearby options for buying fresh food.
The closure of the King Supers on South Academy brought fears of increased food insecurity to the region, especially for those without their own vehicles. The company says it has been working closely with the state health department, an asbestos consulting firm, and an abatement contractor to make sure the cleanup was fully successful. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A huge attraction made of ice is returning to Colorado this winter after several years away. CPR's Dina Sieg says ice castles will open in Cripple Creek this winter.
Ice Castles is an immersive world of frozen tunnels, caverns, slides, and more that will be built on an acre of land in Cripple Creek. At night, the structures will be illuminated by color-changing LED lights embedded in the ice. Weather depending, Ice Castles typically opens in late December or early January, and construction could begin as early as next month. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators are joining the increasing calls for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign. Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper both say the corruption charges against Menendez erode the public's trust and that he should leave the Senate. Menendez is charged with taking bribes on behalf of the Egyptian government. This is CPR News and KRCC.